Lost Turkey, this is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. Hey, trying to follow up with you here. We're in contact, let's see here. Looks like it was only a couple quarters ago, so not too long ago, about some of the programs we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. And at the time you said you didn't have anything kind of in the works for financing, but I should just give a call back towards the end of the year, check in on things and see if you have any fourth quarter plans that we could possibly help out with.
Yeah, there's no way we could get a loan for anything.
Oh, why would you say that?
Because we're 6 months behind on a lot of our bills.
Ah, okay. Well, what happened there is just the industry was taking a hit, so business kind of was slow? Or?
Yep, it took a hit. We lost 3 trucks.
Did you sell?
Mechanical issues.
Oh, okay, so they were out of commission then.
Yep.
So, I mean, originally when we were talking, I had mentioned that we have you pre-approved for the equipment financing and working capital. The bills that you have right now, are these just general, operating expenses for the business?
Yeah, they're like credit cards.
Oh, credit cards. How much credit card, debt would you say is piled up over the last 6 months? Because there's a way that we might be able to help out here and possibly pay off those credit cards. Are these personal credit cards or business credit cards?
One of them is a personal credit card, but was used for business.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is all business credit cards.
Okay.
They're like fuel cards and that lovely, wonderful stuff. Tire cards.
Yeah, and then they tack on huge APRs and interest rates, and you know when you start missing a few payments, everything just starts piling up, and then all of a sudden you're in a very sticky situation. So I want to see if there's something that we might be able to do to help out here. What's the total amount that you're kind of backtracked on right now?
I'd probably say between 7 and 10.
7 to 10,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they charging you? Or who are you going through right now with these credit cards? Is it just your local bank, or is it just another?
Oh, no, it's Citibank, Exxon, Shell, like that kind of thing.
Okay, I'm taking notes here, just seeing. Are you familiar with working capital?
No.
Okay, well, essentially, working capital, it's a short-term business loan that is designed to put money into your business account and pay off either, there's certain situations that can be used for, most of the time it's for projects, but it's also for times like this, pay off some debt and reduce the payments so it doesn't start piling on. It's also used to cover inventory costs, things of that nature. In a situation like this, what it would be used for is paying off the credit card debt. And the cool thing about this program, Tammy, it's not, the loan isn't put on your personal credit, it's actually put on your business credit. So it makes a huge difference if you're looking, you know, to fix this situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, is this something you might be interested in? Possibility of trying to get those credit card payments.
So
forward?
What are the terms?
So considering that it's a short-term loan, usually what happens is we can, one, what we do is we like to get you approved for the longest term possible as well as for the largest amount, and then we sort of work backwards. So let's say we get you approved for a $15,000 loan over a 12-month period, and you're like, okay, I don't want it spread out for 12 months. I want to be able to pay this off in 6 months. So we try and work back. I don't need $15,000. I need $12,000. So we kind of work backwards from there. So the terms really, depend on your needs and wants. Usually what I see is an average of around anywhere from 8 to 12 months because they're designed to be a short-term loan. It's not something that's going to be spread out over like 5 or 10 years.
Right, and what's your interest rate?
It depends. It really does on a few things. There's a few factors that play into role. One, it's an unsecured cash loan, so they're a little more expensive than normal loans, which is fine, but it's since it's designed to be short-term, like I said, you pay it off quicker than those long-term loans. So it kind of ranges, and also depends on how you look down on paper and how the business is doing on paper. I'm not in like the credit department, so I don't like have numbers on hand definitively. That's where they come into play. They get the rates and everything on board, you know, if you go through our application process and everything to see what we can do for you. It's fairly easy too. I'm not trying to force you to do anything here, but the application process takes around 24 hours to get you an answer on what we can do to see if we can get you approved on our end.
Okay.
Is that something you'd be interested in? Like, me over here personally, like, my goal with any type of client that I have is to help them in any type of situation. And I know these credit cards can be a pain in the butt. And they just can continually be a pain until you get it figured out somehow. And one of the easiest ways to do that is, like I said, just going through this type of a program. I mean, think about it, though. It's very simple. Like I said, the nice things about these loans is one of the things that kind of appeals to most of my clients is that the loan doesn't go on the personal credit. It is a business credit, which is nice.
Right. We can try. That's all I can say is we can give it a whirl and see. I can't imagine anyone loaning us any money, but...
Let me ask you a few more questions, though, kind of get a better perspective on my end here on, the specifics of the situation. So you have right now around, you're saying, $7,000 to $10,000 in credit card debt. Would you want to shoot for the $10,000 just to be safe? Or do you want to see how much we can get you approved for, and then you go back and look and see?
Yeah, that's okay. What I would do.
Okay, I'm going to write that down here. So let's see if we can get you approved for the largest amount. How long have you said for the last 6 months you've been dealing with this credit card debt, and it's just slowly been accumulating over time?
Well, and actually, we haven't made a new credit card debt in the last 6 months. It is just trying to manage those payments
mm-hmm.
that we acquired when we first started and when we lost. What? Okay, the juice is up on the counter. Ask your dad to get you some juice. I'm sorry, my grandkids came in.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
And so it is just since we've lost three trucks. I mean, we've been literally, we lost a truck in November. We lost a trailer. We lost a trailer in November. Purchased another trailer. We've lost two semis. We've lost a motor and a Dodge,
mm-hmm.
And then we did have employees, and we had one employee damage a classic car, and another employee roll a trailer.
Oh no! So
with
did
two units on it.
Oh no! Oh wow! Did insurance and everything cover that?
It covers part of it, but we had to cover the rest of it.
Okay, so that's kind of where the capital mm-hmm. need came into.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, whatever, even if you can go and run, we were running to pay off what the damages were, and we terminated them. We don't have employees anymore at all.
Okay, so are you guys like a single owner operator now? How many trucks mm-hmm. do you have?
Yep. We have three trucks. We have two semis that are in the shop. Be nice. And then we have a one-ton truck, but we no longer have employees to put in them.
Ah, got it. Okay, so you're more along the lines of looking to figure out this situation right now before you get the business back on track?
Correct.
Okay, and I hopefully can be the answer to that. I would like to see what we can do to help out. I just have a few more questions for you, more along the lines of the business questions. Do you happen to know what your gross annual sales were for 2015, like your top-line revenue for the business for Haas Trucking?
We only worked for 6 months in 2015. Hold on, I'll tell you. Let me go to my reports. Where's my reports? I'm working in QuickBooks right now.
Not a problem.
I don't want a year to date. Well, my year to date for this year so far is $286,860.
Okay.
Is my year to date for today. That's up to today.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me do last year's. Last year's. Report
$260,195. Okay. How long have you guys been in business?
Since May of 2015, but we actually did not start our actual first run until June the 4th was our first load, because it takes you so long to get everything set up with the government and everything.
Of course, of course. So you're a fairly newer registered business.
Yep, we are.
Okay, and it looks like you guys are on track to doing a lot better now, too. From 90,000 to 286,000, that's quite a jump.
Yep.
I mean, that's more than, that's around threefold, too. So, Tammy, are you the 100% owner? Do you have a split ownership?
Nope, my husband and I own it. I own 75% and he owns 25%.
What's your husband's name?
Justin Jenkins.
Justin, okay. And have you been looking into to financing options
nope.
to possibly bring this down, bring the credit card
nope.
down to? Okay, no. Do you have any other like current working capital loans out, any other type of loans? Do you like finance your equipment, the trucks currently?
We have a truck that's financed that's got a motor blown in it. Other than that, we own all of our equipment.
Okay.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I have two trucks that are financed, but one of them is my personal truck that I owned before
I
lease it to the company.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So two trucks financed, but one of them, so we'll say one of them is one of the, what, the big wheelers?
One of them is, I have a Ford 1-ton. That's
okay.
My private vehicle that's leased to the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a Dodge, a 2015 Dodge that is financed. Did he just knock her down? Oh. That is financed. You be
okay.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, so based off what you've told me here so far, I got one last question. How would you rate your personal credit? Are you good? Are you bad?
Nope.
Somewhere in the middle?
It's horrible. I think I am a 463.
From a 720. You're originally a 720, and then these credit cards brought you down to the 463?
Well, my husband lost his job before we started this company. He was out of work for 8 months, 9 months.
Okay, okay.
And so there's a whole realm of all of it. But, yes, I'm down to a 463 the last time I looked at it, which was last week.
Okay. What
I'm
about,
not used to it.
Well, what about, of course, what about your husband? Do you happen to know his?
I have no idea. I would assume it has to be around the same.
Okay. I'll just mark that here. So, generally, the working capital program, it's mostly based off of your annual sales, your gross annual sales. And credit plays a little portion into it, but it's mainly based off the business sales. And what you were telling me from, where you guys are on track for 2016 and where you are on track from 2015, what you guys did, I think it is a possibility at least to go forward and at least try and see what we can get you approved for on our end. And like I said, generally the application process is a simple one-page credit application. And then there's also a few other business documents I'll need. It's 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. We try and check to see where the money is going, like in and out of the business, how it's being used, et cetera. And then did you guys, this might be a kind of a out there question, but did you guys file a 2015 tax return for
our business?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's also another major thing that we will need. And the last question I got for you, for the payments, do you guys take credit cards or is it just checks?
Nope. We take checks and CODs.
Okay. So that's fine because sometimes we have like other additional requirements that we need if you did take credit cards, but we can forget that, which means that the process is much easier. All right. Tammy, what is the best email address that I can get from you so I can shoot you over all the required documents and I can get started, or at least you can get the documents together and then send it over to me so I can get started and get the ball rolling and seeing what we can get you approved for over here on my end?
It is Hoss Trucking.
So Hoss Trucking.
Mm-hmm. At Outlook.com.
At Outlook.com. Okay. So yeah, like I said, Tammy, I want to be able to see what we can do and help you out here. Just kind of give you a little background on us and what we do. We've been doing, originally we started out with equipment financing. We started our business bank around 14 years ago, started with equipment financing, so it's kind of our bread and butter. And then when the financial crisis hit back in 2007, 2008, A lot of the small businesses in the United States were not getting necessarily qualified with their typical lenders. So if they went to their big bank, they'd just be turned away like that, like it was nothing, just a little snap of the finger. Nope, sorry, can't help you out here. So that's where we kind of stepped in and started providing this program, the Working Capital Program, to help business owners get through situations like this, to provide them with the capital that they need to cut down on costs, to use money for projects, to fix or consolidate debt. And, you know, since we're a relationship-based bank, I want to build a relationship up with you guys and continue to be at least a source of being able to help you out. And hopefully, you know, there is something that we can come of this where we can help you out here. Is that, you know, that sound good to you?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I've got people coming in and out here. You're going to have to send me an email. I can't
okay.
talk with these people here right now. So.
Not, Nate, not a problem. I understand that. I'll shoot over that email to you. When should I expect that those documents to come back?
I'm going to talk to Justin tonight when he comes in. Make sure he agrees to this because I don't do anything without...
Of course,
you know, that
yeah. You have to have that that duality between you guys, the coexistence,
yep.
you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Maybe I should follow up with you. What Friday? You think Friday is a
Perfect.
Good day? If
that
I don't hear
be,
back from
that
you,
that would be great. That would
All
be
right,
great.
Tammy. Expect that email from me soon, and I'll follow up with you Friday if I don't get the application by then.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Of course, Tammy. You take
right.
care.
Uh huh. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.